is the PNB Elections Committee meeting for Tuesday, May 11th. And just calling it to order. And Mr. Secretary Ken, can you please call the roll?
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg. Dan Siegel. Anthony Fest.
Here.
Sean Casey O'Brien. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Okay. Ken Aaron. Present. Fred Klunder. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Okay. Wesley Bethune. Who came just? Well, I'll check that in a second. Melinda Iliadon?
Eiley Doan, yes.
Eiley Doan, okay.
Doan.
Doan. Eiley Doan, okay. Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes, present.
Okay. Renee Bowser?
Here.
Okay. Peter Tucker? Alex Steinberg? Russell Dale?
Here.
Okay. Mania Saba? And that's the roll, and that's somebody just came on, though. Who is that who just came on?
Wesley Bethune at KPFT.
Okay. And just to announce to the stream, we also have a team.
Okay.
Arlene Engelhardt. Our new NES, Renee Asteria.
Welcome, Renee.
Thank you.
Yay, Renee.
And did somebody else just join us?
Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
We just started. Okay, hope everybody got the agenda. Should have been sent out to everybody automatically, coming from PNB at pacifica.org, again, early this morning and also early yesterday morning. If you didn't get that, let me know after the meeting, and we'll check with John or Otis, and it might
be your spam folder. I didn't get that.
Okay.
And I've had problems like this before. I'm still trying to understand what the problem is. But anyways, did you send that out individually?
Yeah, I sent a note also to everybody. I think I did yesterday, I believe. I forget now. I know I sent a note to the Google group, but that doesn't have the phone number and code in it.
Well,
let me just remind everybody, by the way, could I just make a quick announcement? For anybody listening on the stream or any of you who might be missing some emails, an easy way to get them now is go to our Google group webpage, and you can see this stuff. So it's...
Do me a favor, since I haven't figured out how to do that, Bill. Just shoot me over an agenda real quick. That's...
Okay, well, let me just announce this, too, for anybody on the stream that might be listening or listening later.
Okay.
It's because this is a public group. It's groups.google.com/group. The first group is plural, the second one singular, and then /PNB_elections. Campbell, did you have something to say?
Yes. I wanted to find out if we could, because we've run short on time on a lot of occasions, if there are other people than committee members who are going to be on the call, if, you know, I'm concerned that some of our committee members may not get to address a particular issue because, you know, the time's chewed up with some folks who aren't committee members who you have allowed to participate in the call. So I don't know how you would like to control that, but I think that's something that needs to be addressed, you know, as a matter of our protocol going forward.
Okay, well, I suggest for today... There's nobody else on the call other than the committee members plus Arlene and Renee Asteria, our new NES. And so if we decide we want to allow some other people on in future phone calls, maybe we should put that under new business and then we could talk about that.
Okay.
We need a policy on that. But agenda approval is the next thing, so I hope everybody got it. If not, again, it's on that website I just pointed you to. Let me just read it briefly for anybody listening, and then I'll see if there's any changes. We have approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Approval of April 13th meeting minutes, 5 minutes. Introduction of National Election Supervisor Renee Asteria, 3 minutes. And I've asked Arlene to do that. Number five, report from ED on 2009 NES report, member list of cleanups, and staff registry software implementation, 20 minutes. Then, I guess that would be a logical place we could work in Q&A with Renee, in which case we probably want to extend that time maybe to 40 minutes. Then number six, review with NES the committee's and work group's recommendations on possible contracted election tasks and cost-saving proposals. Those two may go together. That was 20 minutes. Number 7, other recommendations and ways the committee can help the NES RE elections, 15 minutes. Number 8, using the public Google group for elections, 10 minutes. Number 9, new business. That's where we can add Campbell's suggestion. Number 10, confirm next meeting date, and select, which is scheduled for June 8th, and select a new date for July, because our previously scheduled date is not available for streaming and archiving. Then review action items.
Bill, this is Alex.
Yes, Alex.
I just logged into the Google Groups, and I'm there, but I don't see the agenda there, and I don't think I ever got one by email. What is the subject title for this agenda item?
Okay.
Well, I just found it, and I'll send it to Alex.
Thanks, Sean.
Will you send it to me too, Sean?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. And Renee?
I'm sorry, I might not have sent that to the Google group. I should have.
Okay, and Renee Bowser?
No, I have it.
Okay, and who else needs it?
Renee Asteria. It's NES@pacifica.org.
Okay, we'll do that.
And
just a reminder to everybody, you can also always get the agenda on KPFTX if you go to the meeting.
Do we have any control? It's kind of a housekeeping thing. Do we have any control over that PNB sends it out? That automatic thing sends it out the day before, usually for the meetings on 2 days before. If the meeting's on Tuesday,
Mr.
they send
the
it out.
Mr. Secretary, could the speaker please identify themselves?
This is Renee Bowser.
Okay.
That automatic mail that we get giving us the meeting date and the agenda usually comes out for the first time 2 days before the meeting. In other words, for this Tuesday meeting, it came out Sunday. Is there any way to have a day extra notice, or is that, do you know who controls that?
That's Otis and John. Why don't we put it under new business, and we can talk about that. If we have a request, we can send it to them.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I just want you to know, this has been a problem with other committees, so you're not alone on this one, folks. Maybe it's a bug in the software. I don't know.
All right, and I apologize for not sending the meeting notice to the agenda to the Google group. But it is, again, everybody can go to kpftx.org. All the Pacifica meetings are listed there, and people who post their agendas, as always, try to do for this committee.
Sent it out to everybody who asked, so should get it.
Right, but then another reminder would be, that's a good idea. Okay, any other changes to the agenda, the draft agenda?
No changes to the agenda. Do you need a timer, sir?
Yes, would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, I can do that for you, no problem.
Let me suggest for the time limit that we extend the either number 5 or 6. That's the report from ED on 2009 NES report. I'm sorry, number 6 or 7. That's review with NES, the committee's and work group's recommendations on possible contracted election tasks and the cost.
So moved on number 6 by 20 minutes.
And work in all the stuff that Renee Asteri sent us.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Campbell?
Yes. I think that, as I recall, Arlene had indicated that she has to leave at 6:30 Western time, and it may be useful. I know that you had indicated, 5 and 6 are very much close to one another in terms of the actions to take place, but I would suggest that in light of her having to depart, that maybe we address number 6 first, because the first task for the NES, because I think that there's something that was missing on the document that was sent out that is very important and needs to be addressed.
Okay, well, I have the report from the ED first after the introduction of our new NES, and then, so I want to make sure there's time for her to give whatever report she needs to do in Q&A for Arlene to be able to do that. And then we could go into what you're saying. That's the next item.
But we should get to both of those, because, unfortunately, I don't have a lot to say about number 5. I have a few things.
Okay. Now that we have our NES, then I suspect most of the questions will probably go to her. Is that okay, Campbell?
Yes, it's it wouldn't be in the form of a question. It's in the form of a task that needs to be undertaken.
Okay. All right. And was there any objection? I forgot to ask if about extending that time for number six.
What? I'm sorry.
Well, we had I'd asked, if, and Sean moved about extending the time on the draft proposal for number six to allow more time to talk with the
audience.
How much time?
What was it, Sean? 40?
Yeah, 20 more minutes, so it'd be 40 minutes altogether.
Okay, could I point out, Mr. Chair, we have 40 minutes on 5 and 40 minutes on 6. We're going into alternative universe.
Oh, okay.
I want to make sure I just moved it to be number 6.
Right, we don't need it on 5. We don't need extra time on 5. And then, as Arlene said, we'll probably need
5 and 10 minutes? 20 minutes?
Okay, yeah, let's make that 10.
Okay, great.
Is that okay with everybody?
This is Renee. What's 10?
Okay, 10 was number
5. Number 5.
From the
EEP.
Reducing it to 5, 10.
10, yes.
Okay.
From 20 to 10.
Okay, I'm just, all right.
Okay. Any other changes to the draft agenda?
Sounds good to me.
And with the other recommendations, number 7, doesn't that need a little bit more time as well?
You know, that may end up kind of getting combined with number 6. I don't know, but that's a good point. Let's just try to keep our questions brief, and then we'll make sure we'll have time. And I'd like to propose that we have, and like Campbell had mentioned, sometimes we go on, you know, we talk a lot. All of us do this. Maybe have a 1-minute time limit per question or statement.
Okay.
On each round, and then we can, is that okay with everybody?
Okay.
And could you do that too, Sean?
You know, guys, see, that's where it gets...
Come on, could you
I've
please
got one.
Dang, we've almost eaten up half an hour, and I'm leaving at 6:30.
Okay.
Came on.
Right. What was that, Sean? What was that, Sean? Can you do that also?
I'm going to try and do that, guys. I've got one timer, and I'm going to try and keep track of it. If I encroach on somebody's time, don't go after me too bad, but I'm going to try and do that. We'll see how it works.
Okay. Now, was there something else, or are we finished with the agenda?
Tucker's here, Bill.
I'm going to approve the agenda.
Okay, Tucker has something. Go ahead, Tucker.
No, I just said I'm here.
Oh, okay.
The point that I was going to make, Bill, is just that the one particular item that I had in regards to tasks for the NES might take over a minute to present.
Okay. All right, well, let's wait till we get to that, and then we'll see, but let's
sure.
be concise. That's okay. All right. Ready, can we approve the agenda as amended, then, everybody? Any objections?
Hearing
no objections, then it's approved as amended. And so the next item is approval of the April 13th meeting minutes, which which Ken sent out, and he sent out a corrected version yesterday. Do I have a motion to approve those?
So moved.
Any objections? Okay, they're approved. Thank you. Thanks for getting the corrections, Ken. Arlene, would you like to introduce our new National Election Supervisor to us?
Right. I sent out a brief introduction just shortly before this meeting to the EPNB. People are welcome to forward that, but Renee Asteria comes to us with experience. She was the local election supervisor last year at KPFA, and she also was an election observer in Caracas, Venezuela back in 2006. She has varied experience. She's a certified public health professional, teacher, and what else did I say? And musician, sorry. And she's already exhibited a lot of enthusiasm and a real desire to make sure that this job is done as well as possible this year. So I ask you all to welcome her to the position and help make her job easier in every way possible. Between the two of us, we posed a lot of questions that need answers yesterday, and she has sent those out in her issues to be discussed. And so hopefully you'll give her a lot of attention and help determine answers to many of those issues that between us we posed. In terms of the 2009 report, I still haven't gotten that. And in terms of member list cleanups, I'm working with the general managers and the database managers at the stations on that, have already put them on alert as to what we need, and Laverne is working with the database managers to do some additional training in MEMSIS, and we've asked the general managers to get the staff to register on the staff registry software, and I'll be going through these issues again as a main topic of discussion at our management meeting on Thursday morning before I leave for grassroots. Basically what I have to say there, unless somebody has some questions.
Yeah, Arlene?
Okay.
Yes.
John?
Yeah, who did you say was going to help everybody with MEMSIS?
Laverne's been having some beginning meetings with the database managers, and we're working on determining what the needs are and how we can best make sure that people are well-trained. I've worked with both in Washington and New York when I was at those two stations last week with the managers on making sure that we have competency dealing with getting the list, and actually spent quite a bit of time with Berthold, who's become quite knowledgeable in using MEMSIS and has worked with the New York system quite a bit, and he also made some recommendations as to how we can determine that we've gotten the correct member list from the software so that we don't have the problem that came out of New York last year. And that basically, he said, he works for a large company, I think it may be a Fortune 500, and he said they've done quite a bit of testing, and that what they have found is that no matter what the size of the list, if you take a couple hundred names, and they don't have to be random, you can take like 100 from the beginning and 100 from somewhere else in the list, and then you literally print those out and do a lookup to make sure that they meet the criteria. And if you've got a 98 or 99% match with what your criteria are, in this case it would be the minimum contribution within the time period that was the dates allowed, then you can be reasonably certain that you've got a list that is correct. And mm-hmm. So this is what we're going to be working with at each station, either with the person who handles the list directly and or checked by the local election supervisor under the direction of Renee.
Well, thank you very much. And, Mr. Chair, do you think there would be any value perhaps at another meeting of having Laverne or Berthold maybe make a report on this?
That's quite possible, if Renee is going to be on the calls regularly, maybe she could do it, too.
Or Renee, yes. I don't want to leave Renee out of the mix.
I think she may be in the best position, actually, to handle, you know, what's going on, because she's going to be thoroughly knowledgeable in that area, including the use of MEMSIS, at least in terms of what's needed for the election, because she's well aware that that's the key, one of the keys to avoiding the problems that we had last year.
Yeah,
right. Russell Stack.
Okay, go ahead, Russell. These are questions for Arlene. We'll save her questions for Renee to later, because Arlene has to leave soon. So go ahead, Renee, Russell.
Yeah, this is Russell Dale from WBAI. I just want to know, do we have a unified and documented MEMSIS policy on how we use MEMSIS across the stations?
No, we do not at this point. That's one of the things we're working, that we know I know we need. We also do not, as I understand it, have consistent versions of MEMSIS across the network.
Right, that's what I understand, too. I just want to say publicly that, you know, Russell Dale, volunteer to help out. I have almost 25 years' experience in database management systems, and I'm perfectly happy to volunteer my time to help out with any MEMSIS issues that you might come up with here in New York City, especially, because I'm right here in New York City.
Thank you.
Great. And I've seen some interesting emails and email exchanges between you and Renee today, and that's good. We appreciate that, Russell.
Oh, thank you, Arlene. Okay.
Okay. Other questions for Arlene?
Can we perhaps venture?
I have one. Ken?
Okay. Is that Campbell and Ken?
Oh, no. Yeah. Ken? Oh, who goes first?
I heard Campbell first.
Okay.
I think it was Campbell.
Yes. The question or concern, it relates to an activity that I think would be very important for the NES to undertake. And I'll just preface that. The last NES, when we first found out about the appointment and the local appointment at WPFW, we found out at that point that a number of us who had previously run for an office and were seated and were acting in that office for a considerable period of time would have to run again for the same seats. And, you know, this, I understand, was something to ensure that the bylaws were handled, you know, were recognized properly. Well, in that same sense of going back to straighten out messes from the prior election, it seems that it would be similarly very important to have a kind of recount, audited recount of the WPFW election returns. And what I'm addressing here in particular is this, that there is one gentleman who is a candidate who had participated in all of the requirements, submitted all of the materials, had been identified as a candidate, participated in all the forums, and
we need to kind of make this quick, remember.
I'm coming to the point right now, and this was the reason I had said that it might take more than a minute. He had done everything. He was on the ballot. He was listed in the booklet, and yet the results came out that he was a write-in candidate and that he got no votes. And I know personally of at least a dozen people who had voted for him on the ballot. And it just strikes me as being unbelievable that such a gross error could have taken place. And I think that that's the first thing that should be undertaken by, as I looked at the tasks that were identified, most of them are, you know, cleaning up the list, et cetera. And all that's very good. But I think it's essential to have validity.
We are way past the minute.
Campbell, right now we're trying to ask a question of Arlene, and I think this is probably going to be better directed to Renee.
I think that I think that it's essential that they both be engaged at this point, and that you know, this be you know, so that isn't so that Renee isn't saying, "Well, gee, I don't know anything about that."
I understand what you're talking about, Campbell, and what I would come back to this committee with is this is actually a 2009 election issue. And so my question is this committee asking the 2010 election process to go back and redirect what happened in 2009? If we do that in Washington, that could also be an issue in New York or Berkeley or, you know, any of the five stations. And I'm not saying that it can't be done, but I'm not sure that it's properly part of the 2010 election process.
Get
on the stack.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chair, I call the agenda.
Campbell, we're way off agenda here. Yeah, Campbell, can we hold this right now for other questions?
I think we need to address this right now.
Because
what happened last year.
Certified.
Pay off agenda.
Elections have been certified. We are dredging up old stuff. If you want to get back into the past, Campbell, I'll go with you.
Are you on the stack, Sean?
Sean, let me. Okay, Campbell, let's.
We're at time.
A minute ago?
I had Ken, and then who else wanted to be on the stack?
Renee Bowser, I asked before Sean began speaking.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and folks, would somebody like to make a motion to extend time?
Okay. Is there a motion to extend time for this?
Move extend.
Okay. Okay.
I second.
How much? For how long?
10 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objections to that?
I object.
Okay, well,
I object.
I object.
All right. Ken, can you call roll for vote on whether to extend time, please?
Okay. Let me just 1 second. I got my new device here. Here we go. This is on extending this section of the agenda for 10 minutes. And we have Anthony Fest.
Yes.
Okay. Sean O'Brien.
No.
Okay. Ken Aaron. No. Bill Crozer.
Abstain.
Okay. Wesley.
Yes.
Okay. Melinda. Okay. Campbell.
Yes.
Okay. Renee Bowser.
Yes, because I wanted to say something.
Okay. Peter Tucker.
Abstain.
What was that? Abstain? Okay. Alex. Is Alex here? Yes, he is.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. And Russell?
Yes.
Okay. So we have, by my new machine here, 5 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. The motion passed.
Okay. So extend time for 10 more minutes. All right.
Hold on. This motion does not pass. That was not 2/3. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Good point.
What happened?
All right.
Not pass.
2/3.
That's correct. Okay. All right. Let's. The next item on the agenda. And remember, Campbell, we can talk about this with Renee too. It's all right. But the next item on the agenda is review of the NES, the committees and work groups, recommendations on possible contract election tasks and cost saving proposals. And then, as I added on, the discussion of the information she sent us by email.
And
so,
that's 3 minutes, sir?
40 minutes.
Correct. Is that correct?
Right. And let's all try to limit our questions to 1 minute each per round, and we can come back around to get more people that way if we limit that. But, Renee, would you like to first give us an overview of maybe what you sent us and say whatever you want, introductory things you'd like to say?
Sure. I guess what I'll just start off with the timeline that I sent out, which is a draft timeline, and what my point is was to get a big kind of a big picture view of how this election is going to be carried out, and at the same time be very specific with some key dates. And so just to begin, does everybody have that timeline in front of you? And my point with presenting this is just to get everybody's feedback and obviously, you know, improve upon it, make it more specific, et cetera, you know, add things to it. I think that having a timeline is really important, and I want to actually make a visual, like, graphic timeline. I think that that'll make this whole election process a lot more easier to understand by more people. I think that this process is very complex, but it can be simplified, and so this is an attempt at doing so. So did everybody get that timeline?
Is that the one called?
It's called NES Timeline, NES Timeline.
Right, if anybody did not get it, or anybody listening on the stream, you can go to groups.google.com/group/PNB_elections. And it's
may I be on the stack, please?
Yes, but let's go ahead and let Renee give a summary and
I'll just summarize very, very quickly the two documents that I sent out. So basically this timeline indicates, you know, when I accepted the job, and also that there's a website that I just founded, and that's going to be a centralized page for the whole election. And so I would like everybody to, you know, look over it and please provide me any content that they would like to be added to it and anything that can improve the site. I mean, the point of this site is an all-in-one site so that all the stations can point to this one page for any at all questions, you know, with respect to the election. And the page is pacificaelections2010.org. So that's a key piece of this whole process. And then basically, my idea, you know, this month I have to hire local election supervisors, and you know, the job description has been posted, and I made a very detailed job description in order to just give people an idea of what the less job is all about. And my plan is at the end of this month, the last week, to make a trip to each station and do final in-person interviews after having done a very rigorous selection process, you know, by reading people's CVs, their cover letters, and then going through phone interviews, and then from that selecting, you know, 2 to 5 finalists, in a sense, that I would interview in person at each station. And then my visit to the station, it would give me also the chance to meet everyone at the station, which I really am looking forward to, and I think it's also key. And hopefully I'll be able to, this touches upon the MEMSIS issue. I want to actually learn MEMSIS and be able to get the list directly, you know, the list that I need, the membership list I need, and be able to have a really deepen my understanding of how MEMSIS works so that I can prevent, you know, problems like we had last year. So I'm going to start training here, actually, with Chris at KPFA, so that when I go to the stations, I can at least get preliminary lists. So that's what's happening, the main things that are happening in May. And then, obviously, if we go on to June, I just have lists here of, you know, we know what's going on during the nomination phase. You know, that's when the lesses start their contract. That's when the candidate packets are made available for download on the website. That's when the election card and tutorials begin to air, and the Fair Campaign Pledge takes effect, et cetera. And also key to this process, I think what I'm going to really push for all the local election supervisors is that they develop election committees, you know, be it just 2 or 3 people, volunteers that will help them, because it's really about community outreach, this whole process, and one person can't do it on their own. I had a wonderful election committee. You know, when you're, obviously, as we all know, when we're trying to do things as a group, it might take longer, but it's more meaningful, and in the end, it's about community, right? So that's, you know, indicated here in the timeline. And let's see, what else do I have here? So that's obviously June 1st is when the nomination phase closes and when the campaign phase begins. And by the 5th, that Monday, July 5th, all candidates should be validated by myself and the local election supervisor, and will be posted online. And the idea is also that I would have the finalized listener list by that date, and you know, as early as possible. And that's when the local election supervisor is going to start producing the candidate cards. And I gave them about 3 weeks to be able to finish that task, because you can imagine, you know, say we have 25 candidates at a given station. In order to coordinate the production of cards, you need like 3 weeks. It's a big task to do. And that would leave, about a month for the cart rotation, a month before the ballots actually go out. And my idea was to have the first on-air candidate forum, because we need to do 3, going by the proposal that was passed last April. And my idea was that the first candidate forum should be scheduled a week after the ballots go out, so that it's really effective, because the candidate forum on air really allows the public, the listeners, to hear each candidate much more than just the simple cards. Because, you know, they're entering into debate. They really show who they are as people so people can better judge who to vote for. And so it's best to do those only after, this is just my proposal, only after people actually have the physical ballots in their hands. And then what I did is that, and then 2 weeks later, the local election supervisors will begin making weekly or biweekly trips to the post office with witnesses to secure the ballots. And at this time, on air, we'll start to rotate PSAs to encourage voting and promote the in-person forums, because the local election supervisors are also charged not only with creating on-air candidate forums, but also organizing a few in-person forums which need promotion. You know, so even if it's just 1 to 3 in-person forums, it's like promoting a concert, an event. You really need to get the word out to people in order for people to come. And those forums are really important, you know, because the candidates actually get to meet the public, and the public can come and ask them whatever they want. Anyway, those more ideas. And that would go on throughout the month of September. And at the end of September, that's when September 30th, final day for ballot collection. And then the month of October, there's obviously the ballot counts at each station. And I've put some suggested dates as well as ordering of when the ballot count, you know, start with KPFA, then KPFK, KPFT, WPFW, WBAI, but obviously, you know, all of this is going to depend on if quorum is met, and, you know, just the whole, just hopefully everything goes well, but everyone knows that it's a very complex process, but hopefully by Monday, November 1st, we'll be able to certify these elections. So that's a brief overview of the timeline for the next 6 months, and if I can just, I know time is running out pretty quickly, if I can just go over more of the nitty-gritty issues that I wanted to bring up today. What me and Arlene were discussing yesterday mostly had to do with a few things. One, it had to do with the list, as we've already discussed here, and my proposal was, in order to get accurate lists, is that I learn MemSys and get all the listener lists directly. I can get preliminary listener lists when I go at the end of May to each station, and then complement this list by removing those who did not renew for July 1st and adding new members. And no matter what, it's always good to have something. And what would be good, if I were able to get this list too, is that we can, if this idea of using this opt-out of elections postcard, opt-in for election, for candidate statement package postcard or letter, I'm not sure really what will be decided upon by everyone, but that way we actually have those lists too. Now, my understanding was that was going to be done through the stations themselves. I don't know if it makes any difference if it's done just directly through the national office. I'm sure there's some financial considerations. But the idea, if I were to be able to just manage the listener list, that way the LES only has to deal with resolving the staff list, which is actually a huge issue, as we all know, especially here at KPFA. I think everywhere it's an issue because of the fact that even though there's a database that has been initiated, the not everybody is using that database, and really we need that database to be accurate for the months of April, May, and June, which are the 3 months that we need to take into consideration in order to determine, you know, people's status as unpaid staff. So that was an idea. So for me to take charge of learning MemSys. And so now kind of going into the task of the LES, which is to resolve the staff list, this is what we really spoke a lot about with Arlene yesterday. There are a lot of issues around staff definition. Just to mention a few that I have on this document here. UPSO at KPFA, are they recognized? If not, then we should go by the bylaws. Their bylaws are different. If they're not recognized, then we'll just, you know, go by the bylaws, which is 30 hours in the past 3 months. But then there is still, how do we actually capture all the people that are really unpaid staff? You know, as I already said, we all know the database hasn't been used as it should be yet. It just hasn't been. So we don't have, we can't rely on that database to get complete lists. And so there's that issue. And also a few other things, like the bylaws are really not clear. For example, the status of part-time staff, when they are on the payroll, I mean, if, say, for example, someone who worked for 5 hours was on the payroll, I mean, are they considered staff? Does that make sense? You know, how many hours should they have worked, and what is the time frame? You know, none of that is defined, and we need to define that, because I know it was a huge issue last year. And then also, let's see what else. Define phone room volunteer work. What if a volunteer has been enough hours, even though not in the capacity of helping to produce a show, but their administrative labor was essential to the functioning of the station, and by many they might be considered staff because of the sheer number of hours. But the bylaws say that all phone room volunteers cannot be considered. That's not considered staff work. But I'm bringing this up because this was an issue last year with quite a few people. And then also, what about apprentices and interns? And anyway, there are all these different issues around staff. And what I was thinking of was going with this definition of 30 hours and 3 months for all staff in general. If it's, for example, a part-time person, also part-time paid, if they worked 30 hours in the past 3 months, then they would be considered staff. But if they're part-time paid and they worked 5 hours in the month of December, I mean, should they be considered staff? I don't think so, but that's up for, you know, that's up for discussion, obviously. So finally, before I stop monologuing here, the actual staff list creation should be the local election supervisor job. I mean, I'm not saying it should be, but it will become, as it was my job last year. And my idea was, in order to complement the information that was given, that is going to be given by the database, one of the strategies that the LES can take is to ask all the supervisors of the programs, you know, to give them a list of people who worked for 30 hours on any program that they supervised in the past 3 months, and they can go from there. That's basically what I wanted to present today, and I think there are a lot of things that the PNB needs to address, actually. And finally, what I wanted to ask is, you know, everyone's opinion. If the PNB doesn't pass new resolutions to determine staff status, do I need to make the decision? Is that in my power? Okay.
Let me.
This is Renee Bowser.
Before we open up to questions, I know we're Arlene has to leave really quick. Is there anything else you want to say, Arlene, about any of this?
I think that Renee's done a good job of covering the issues, and we do need to come to some resolution on, you know, many of those. And we need this before the June meeting. It needs to happen relatively quickly so that we can move forward.
Russell Stack.
Yeah,
Campbell
Johnson.
Renee Bowser, I asked.
Yeah, I got Renee first, then Sean, then Russell.
I asked before Sean.
Campbell.
Very
I had asked previously as well.
I'm happy bow to Russell.
Okay. Well, Campbell, let me let these other go first because they didn't get to speak on the previous question, but we'll get to you, Campbell. Okay. Let me okay, anything else then, Narlene?
I think, from my perspective, we just, you know, really want to see this be the best election ever, and it's going to take the teamwork of everyone in order to make that happen.
Okay. Thank you, sir, very much, Arlene. Okay, Renee Bowser, you have a question? And again, let's try to keep these to 1 minute each, and then so everybody can ask their question, then we can go around another turn if necessary.
Okay. Well, my first question is with regard to it was resolving staff list, staff definition. I believe, and I'm told that staff associations are not exactly unions, but National Education Association is not a union, but it does everything that a union does. So I guess I have a problem with a paid consultant making any determination as to whether there's a bargaining unit or whether that bargaining unit is recognized. That's almost as if Cargill would make a consultant to Cargill meat company would make a determination as to whether our union represents the workers. So can we need to make a determination of that, because I don't think that's the proper role of someone coming in to make a determination of whether the staff are represented in, for example, the staff at CFA.
Do you want to let Renee respond, or should we just go through all these questions first and then let her?
I used my minute because I had another.
Yeah, your minute's up.
Okay.
Bill, can I just jump in real quickly before I leave?
Okay, Arlene. Yeah, go ahead.
I just think it's real important that we come up with some consistent definitions in these areas so that it's not an arbitrary decision station by station.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Renee Steria, did you want to respond to the other Renee's question, or shall we just go on and get all the questions and comments first? How do you want to do that?
Well, I mean, either or. I'm going to go through. I mean, basically what I wanted to
How about if you can be quick? Some of these questions may relate to each other.
Let me address it quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, I'm not proposing that the less do that, because I totally agree with you. I think that it is, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to have some person come from outside and draw an arbitrary line. That's why I'm trying to get these definitions in place, because the reason that it's a problem is because the bylaws aren't clear. That's why it's a problem. And there are a lot of, you know, there are a lot of political problems that make it that, you know, when you have when you have two groups of people that are fighting, there are people that'll say other people aren't staff, and other people will say that people are staff, et cetera, you know, and there's no way to make a proper judgment. You know what I mean? It's like because, you know, ideally there would have been this database, right? And even the database would have been imperfect. But we don't have the database, and the definitions are still not clear. So I'm not saying that the less make these decisions, but it's sort of forced into the less's hands unless we put into place some really clear guidelines. You know,
okay.
So that's my answer.
Okay, all right. I'm sure there'll be a lot more discussion on this. Okay, Russell's next. Go ahead.
Hey, I have a bunch of questions, and Arlene, are you still on the call? Arlene?
She had to go. She had another appointment.
She left.
Oh, okay. All right, well, some of these are for Arlene, but maybe Renee can handle them, too. I'll be really quick. I'll go through them in numbered order. Number one, where was the NES position advertised? Number two, what was the meaning of the NES ad? There was an advertisement on the WBA website Sunday for a couple of hours, like about 10 hours, that said that the NES position was still open and put the deadline for that position on June 1st.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Sean, what's the point of order?
The fact of the matter is the NES has been hired. This question is dilatory. She has been hired. Can we please carry on instead of
constantly backward into the past?
Let me. I think Renee can probably answer it really quickly.
Can I answer it?
Yeah, go ahead, Renee.
First of all, the NES job was from my understanding, it was posted online, you know, where the general manager description, blah blah blah. The reason I knew about it is because last year I was told that this position was going to be open, and I sent my resume in multiple times because I was very interested. So I didn't find out about it online. I just knew, you know, because I have been involved in this process now for over a year. So the second issue that you talked about, that was a webmaster mistake.
Okay. Can I finish my question? So I just want to go through them so that at least they're on the record. And it's going to take less than a minute to go through them.
Okay. Why don't you go through all of them and then let her respond?
Everybody forget about their minute because I'm not following it either since nobody else is.
Well, I'm going to be less than a minute, like I said from the beginning.
He was quick, Sean. So, but go ahead, Russell.
Number three, I really wonder whether when Arlene sends her announcement of the use of the staff database, it's going to be clearly stated that it's optional to use the staff software. The software from Ken Aaron's motion that we passed. Number four, is UPSO at KPFA recognized by KPFA? I understand that Grace Aaron ordered that it should be. Number five, I think that the point of Campbell's question earlier was not, you know, that we should go back and do something with last year's election so much as that we need to do something this election to make sure that we learn from what this tragic mistake, this ridiculous mistake that happened last year, and what have we learned, and how what are we going to do to prevent it again? Number six, what about USOC, Renee, at WBAI? USOC has a recognized contract, and that contract is still binding. And
let's put her answer. Okay.
The NES declared that it wasn't going to respect it. Number seven, how will the candidates be guaranteed
in a
hearing on ear with the listeners and at face-to-face meetings? Last year that didn't happen. Number eight, we can come back to you a second time.
Russell, we can come back to you, but let's be polite to the other people who want to ask questions, please, okay?
Any committee meeting before. This is terrible.
Mr. Chairman, would you please take control of this and
please
stop these interruptions?
Right, please. Okay, Russell, let's let other people have a chance to ask questions. You can come back. We can come back to you if we don't run out of time on this. But
finish. Can I just finish?
We agreed earlier to have 1 minute per question, and you've gone over that. So we can come back and you can ask an additional one.
Go on and on.
Mr. Chair, may I make a point of, I'm not even sure what you call it, but when other people jump in and say it's ridiculous, as I heard Sean in the background, that's taking up time, and the voice of whoever the person speaking is not clear.
Okay, yeah,
it's
please
really
no comment,
fair.
But if you want to raise a point of order, that's fine, but let's let Renee respond to Russell's, the questions he asked so far, and then we'll
sure,
get some other people to have a chance to ask questions.
Sure. And also, you know, what I would say, also, that list of questions, if you want to write them down and send them to me, I'll be able to, you know, address them much better, you know, just if they're written down, because at this point, my brain, there are quite a few questions there, but from what I remember, UPSO, you know, one of your questions was if UPSO was recognized. Now, I'm not sure if UPSO is recognized. When I was local election supervisor last year, UPSO had just become re-recognized, and they were in the process of reestablishing themselves, and they were supposed to have their elections. And now it's been 1 year, and they still haven't had their elections. I don't understand. But it's kind of hard. It's hard to. I mean, that's just my understanding right now, and maybe Anthony can address that. But
I'm not sure if UPSO is recognized or not. That's actually one of my main questions. That's a question, hot topic for me. And WBAI, I don't know yet either. I mean, these are all issues that need to be addressed right immediately. You know, so that's why I'm bringing up the issue of the staff list. Obviously, you know, has to do with are these, you know. Whatever the name may be, you know, we just want to make sure we get an accurate representation of staff to have an accurate staff election, you know. So, and I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that happens.
Okay, well, thank you, Renee, and that was a great offer to answer questions by email from
yeah,
the
please,
whole group. That
everyone,
way
I'm
we
really
can get more questions answered.
Yeah.
Okay, can we go on to Sean's next and then Campbell?
Yeah, thank you. I, as a staff rep, I just want to say in my attitude or my opinion is if you don't use a staff registry, you don't get a ballot. It's that simple, okay? Part-time staff who work 20 hours a week, paid part-time staff who work 20 hours a week are easily going to make the 30 hours. That's not even an issue. It's been our practice for years that phone room volunteers' time doesn't count towards, giving you a vote in the election, and all this talk about UPSO, just because UPSO says so doesn't make it so. And finally, the person who should decide this, as was done last year, is the NES. That's why we hired her, because we need her to make those decisions. The buck stops with her. It is her call, as it was last year with Les Radke, and you can forget all the revisionist history that I've been listening to.
Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Campbell?
Yes. There are several things. I think that the staff in each of the LSBs have negotiated who is and who is not staff, and I think that would be the first place to go. Secondly, the last national election supervisor did come in and unilaterally indicated who from the 08 LSB election, the elected candidates, needed to run again. The IED said she had no authority in the matter and totally backed off from it, and so a number of us had to run again just on the NES's say-so. And I've got the correspondence whereby there was no response from NES or the LES in regard to this matter. Third is that there are a number of issues that came up during the election that were not properly addressed by the LES, and I think that it would be valuable for our new national election supervisor to have this information prior to interviewing people so she can address make an assessment of the problem-solving skills and resolution abilities of the candidates.
We're over a minute. Okay. Thank you.
Ken, on the
all those would be great to put on the email so we get these
comments on the staff, please.
Ken, okay,
on the staff.
Who was that before, Ken?
Alex.
Sorry, I can't quite understand. Alex. Okay, Alex. Then
this is
Ken.
Nathan. I'd like to get back on the stack.
Who's that, Renee Bowser?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, Alex.
Okay, a couple of points. First of all, although there were a lot of problems, obviously, in last year's election, one good thing about it was that the NES did act independently of the IED. That is what the bylaws say should happen, and I hope that that continues. The NES should have complete authority to run the election without any interference from Pacifica management, including the ED. Second of all, USOC is not recognized as a staff union at WBI, has not been recognized for several years. It is a creature of one of the factions at WBAI, does not represent the majority of staff, and should not be consulted in any way whatsoever. Third, I hope the National Election Supervisor does take seriously the criteria for staff membership. I'm encouraged by what I've heard so far, and I urge her to remain independent. Thank you.
Okay, I think it was a minute. All right, Ken.
Thank you, Alex. You said almost everything I wanted to say, so I completely concur with that. Giving it back to committee or disputes or negotiations will just take us into 2012 before we finish the 2010 elections. We need to have a decision point, and that's the NES. The only thing I haven't heard that I'm interested in is to implement the election policy that was passed in September 2009, compelling the GMs to run programs about the election to solicit more candidates so that we get a wider breadth of candidates from the listenership rather than just the people who are local and know what's going on. And that's covered in the policy about running cards, announcing the election, and encouraging people to become candidates and having 15-minute segments on each of the shows that have at least an hour a week. And they're creative people. They can figure out some way to keep it interesting. So please implement that policy before everything.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, that was started last year. Now, the only thing I do think that it's going to be somewhat still a compromise this year because what we did at KPFA last year was a compromise of that policy. We did get a lot of air coverage compared to previous years, and I think that it demonstrated results, good results. Now, I would like to be even more organized about the whole on-air push, because I think the real fear is that is producing bad radio and actually turning people off of the radio and of the whole election. So I think that with what I was able to develop last year, I've actually started writing a technical manual, and I'm going to be providing all of the LESs with formats, with pre-produced segments, with a whole slew of things to aid them in, PSA production, tutorial production, debate production, etc., as well as allow them to make really concrete proposals to the programmers themselves. Because last year what we did is we gave programmers options to either, follow certain scripts or obviously with their take on it, which covered, different aspects of the election, or use pre-produced segments. And the pre-produced segments would be the job of the local election supervisor. So I hope that answers your question. I think that, for me, the on-air coverage is extremely important, I mean, if not the most important, and it's also going to be complemented by a really a real push on the internet. And if you check out the webpage that I started, that's going to be integrated with all the new media, and that'll help recruit new people, hopefully, like when I'm talking about new media, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And also I'm going to be producing little videotaped tutorials for example, ballot, how to fill out your ballot, because I just got some training in video production and editing, so I'm going to be able to do that myself too and post it right there on the election page so people can just, not everyone still has a computer, but at least, it's just adding more tools, So anyway, I'll stop talking.
All right. Thank you. Okay.